Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Webb reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliver. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering takes first base on ball four. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pickering moves to second. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whatwood moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wahlberg, and towards Boley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whatwood. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Whatwood steals second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jolly out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-0 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Redder pinch hits for Benny Tate. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder takes first base on ball four. Marv Olson pinch hits for Ed Durham. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webb scores. Redder moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rein hits a line drive towards the mound. Wahlberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Connolly now catching. Willsie Moore now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards third. Pickering catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields the ball and throws to Moore covering. Safe. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-4 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood juggles the ball. That's an error on Whatwood. Bing Miller pinch runs for Ed Coleman. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bishop bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. Cochran is walked intentionally. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pickering moves to second. Wilsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Dykes strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Rhein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Rhein reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhein moves to third. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 5 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.